Thank you, Jeff. Good afternoon. My presentation is about global biochar research activities and potential future research priorities. It relates a little bit to my background. During the last 2 years, I worked at an international research institute in Indonesia looking on forestry stuff. And this institute was also associated to UN organizations. So they look at the moment on sustainable development. The biochar research or the interest in biochar relates to my PhD and ongoing work. I started to do work on biochar 10 years ago. And there are the sustainable development goals. Agreed several years ago that are 17 goals that the UN will check in 2030. Today I will focus on just 3 to 4 of these goals related to biochar research and potential research activity that we can do together in collaboration with other scientists of different disciplines, for instance, plant breeding, experts for soil contamination, social scientists, etc. But I will explain in more depth a little bit later. These are the 3 targets that focus to biochar research related to soil. Number 2 is zero hunger. There is a sub-target that says we need to increase the food production by 2050 or 30, I'm not sure about that, by about 50%. That's a huge number. And on the other hand, we need to protect forests. So there is no, or it's not allowed or not feasible to deforest land, to convert this land into agricultural land. So we need to look for technologies to improve the agricultural productivity on existing agricultural land or even on land, degraded land, that we restore. Target number 12 relates to a presentation given by Mark. We need to clean up or even restore, rehabilitate degraded soils. This is one of the sub-points of target number 12. Target number 15, life on land, relates to degraded land, for instance, due to desertification. What can we do? And biochar might be a tool, especially in Africa and the Sahel zone, to increase carbon stocks in these soils. But the more important point in these areas is the water holding capacity. And some of the recent research showed that adding biochar to these soils can increase the water holding capacity and thus also the tolerance of the whole system, the soil and plant system, to tolerate droughts. Some of these squares are framed with a red frame that relates also to capacity building. So we can do research here in the US or in Europe or even in Australia. We can collaborate with scientists in these countries who are interested also in biochar in Africa or even in Asia. But in the end, we need to bring this knowledge and technology to the end users, the farmer. How can we do? And for that, we need a type of capacity building or even strategies to translate or transfer this type of knowledge. And so we need to think about models, how we can combine research activities with the need to transfer and translate that knowledge to an end user. The image shows a figure of a recently published paper prepared together with some of the scientists sitting here in the room. And on the right side, there are some SDG targets. So we realized by doing, they called it a meta-analysis. We had some discussions with the reviewer. But in the end, it's a meta-analysis. And one of our key messages is that there is a need of technical development. There is a need of research to understand these systems, for instance, in Africa or Asia. They may differ to systems that we have in the US or even in Europe. We need tools to distribute our knowledge to them, not just by publication. We need to do workshops or even symposia there on the ground together with some agencies, for instance, USAID, the GIZ, this is a German development agency. So we need to do capacity development. On the right hand, some of these SDG targets linking to that, capacity building, capacity development, sustainable agriculture or even resilient agriculture practices. We need to combat soil degradation or even restore degraded soils, and that means also to protect soils, preventing them to degrade or even to be contaminated. This is a publication, it's open access. You can look on the web and just download or even read there. Today, I'm not here to explain this publication and the results in detail. I will just show some key findings and present them, and in the end, give some ideas for future research activities. One of the key findings are that developing countries in Africa or even Asia, they focus by using biochar on chemical soil properties, so they try to improve the soils in terms of soil fertility. We heard something about low fertile soils. That relates to pH, that relates to nutrient retention capacity, that relates to water retention capacity, etc., etc., etc. And they look on these issues to improve or even to increase plant productivity. This is the major aim of these countries, of the farmers there, to prevent or even to combat hunger in these regions. So that's relates to two of these targets, zero hunger and life on Earth. And there was China. China was a really interesting country. They looked also on the soil chemical stuff, plant productivity. But China was a country looking also on biochar and its potential use to clean up contaminated soils or even to purify water. So they looked on topics related to environmental pollution to clean up that stuff. Just China was looking on that massively. So the majority of their publications related to that topic. We called it in the publication sorption of organic and inorganic compounds. That also included contaminants, organic, inorganic, whatever. Higher development countries, for instance US countries in Europe, Australia, whatever, they were able to do biochar research on a high diversity of topics that included physics, biology, technology, chemistry, plant productivity, plant health, etc., etc., etc. Some of this research, doing for instance in physics, is highly expensive. And some of these countries in Africa, Asia, they do not have these capacities, financial capacities, and sometimes also not the knowledge to do that. So there is a need, the US is supporting that by USAID and Europe as well, to establish collaborations, to improve their understanding as well as our understanding how these systems, soil and plant systems, work in these countries. I have been 2 years in Indonesia, and they have highly weathered soils. They call them acri soils. It's a highly acidic soil with a subsoil lacking in nutrients. That these soils have a low capacity to store water. So we need to understand how we can improve these soils. These soils we do not know in Germany or even in Europe. So the researchers in Germany or even Europe, they study their soils. But we have no idea how it works to put biochar into these soils. So we need to work together with them to get an idea how it works and to transfer our knowledge to them, a little bit of capacity or even to share the technologies to do research to produce highly valuable results, and then to find ways to transfer and translate that knowledge to an end user. In Indonesia, as well as in Africa or other countries of the developing world, the majority of farmers are smallholder farmers. Then we have to think about how we can do. If you go to Africa, there I have a project. We do some research in urban areas. 70 to 80% of the smallholder farmers are analphabets. So it doesn't make sense to give them a flyer or even a poster or something like that. You need to talk with them. You need to train them on the ground. Yep. And that relates also because of China to the target of responsible consumption and production and cleaning up polluted soils. What are the key findings? And that relates a little bit to us. We are mostly soil scientists interested in biochar. And this is my, or I will try to emphasize to you, to motivate you to look a little bit beyond the border that you know, to work together with institutions that are able to translate and transfer our knowledge to other countries, to other end users. How can we do? We need investments. This morning I could attend a session in this hall, and there was a presentation given by Dr. Bertram. He is a chief scientist at USAID, and he mentioned, based on a publication published this year, that there is a very high return of interests between 30% to 40% of the investments done in agriculture. Now I cannot compare to anything, but it seems to be very high. So investing in agriculture may have a highly positive impact on reducing poverty and reducing hunger. On the other hand, we have technologies here in our countries, US, Europe, Australia, and we can do highly complex research. In Asia or even in Africa, they cannot do. So we need to work together to understand in detail how we can improve these soil plant systems in these countries. And that may aim to establish resilient agricultural practice or even climate smart agricultural practices that includes both. We can produce, for instance, or even induce systems that can produce higher yields in terms of biomass and crops. A farmer in Africa is not interested in biomass, they are interested in corn, so that means the grain. On the other hand, biochar is a tool to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Claudia mentioned one of our work, and at the moment I am the duty to prepare a manuscript, and there we realized that adding biochar to soil may have an overall impact on N2O emissions in terms of reduction by 40%. And we know from other reviews and meta-analyses that biochar, especially in these countries, there was one publication and study mentioned, Jeffrey et al., but there's also Biedermann et al. Or Lee, whatever, that in these countries suffering by hunger due to poor soils or even weak agricultural practices, that the use of biochar can increase yields. And then we have both. We can reduce emissions of greenhouse gases significantly. Now I can just talk about N2O. And on the other hand, increase yields. And this is nice. And that fits to one of the strategies in the US. It's called Global Food Security Strategy. Dr. Bertram mentioned it. There is a specific activity ongoing in the US, and we can apply for funding. The last bullet point relates to some regions in Africa where water is a problem. Maybe also in India. I see some colleagues from India. And biochar has the capacity to improve the water and soil which can be uptaken by plants. And this is important, more important in some regions than just the nutrient availability or retention. Yeah, just to summarize, biochar is a nice tool, but maybe not the only tool to improve crop productivity. We need to cooperate with other disciplines, plant breeding, social scientists, economists, to work or even to improve plant productivity, as well as to combat climate change. That's it from my side for today. Any questions?